You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Boomer's least favorite day of the week.
I like how you introduced that. Boomer's least favorite
His day. His least favorite day of the week. We prefer to think of it as Friday Eve.
Friday Eve. It's Friday. Way better to think of it that
That's
way.
That's right. It's not Boomer's least favorite. It's Friday
it's
Eve.
Friday Eve.
How you doing, bud?
I'm good. Other than what just happened outside.
That's some pouring down. Where we are right now is some pouring. I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like some pouring down rain, those like coming in at an angle.
Yeah, large raindrops.
Like call for fire. This is like artillery rain coming in. All right, man, we got a great show. Got a great show lined up for you. 2:30, just in about 20 minutes-ish. Erica Thomas from 1819 News has been working a story now for quite a while. And it just came to a head yesterday, and she's going to call and give us a straight skinny on everything that's going on with a bridge project that the Department of Transportation wanted to build that would be in direct conflict with a private bridge that was already in place, and yada, yada, yada. And I tell you what, man, the more I dug into it, the more I believe that there was some politics mixed in. So, yeah, we'll talk to Erica Thomas at 2:30 from 1819 News. And then at 3:30, my favorite time of every single week, 3:30 p.m., Boomer and McQueen. So the Boom Shakalaka and the lovely McQueen will be here in studio, and we'll just go for another round of Boomer McQueen at 3:30. And then I got a whole triple dipper full of stuff, so hit it, man.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. So number one, I'm calling it the politics of asphalt. What? Yes, the politics of asphalt. I remember seeing a mayoral race one time, and one of the candidates who was running against the incumbent stood up and said, "Have you ever seen so much asphalt in your entire life?" And what he was saying was, asphalt's a great way to buy votes. And so we're going to talk about it, the politics of asphalt. It's real. All right, and then there's number two on the triple dipper, everything is nothing. You know, liberals are determined right now to bring in all the intersectionalities and to divide up society into 1,000 little mini pieces. But when you do that much of dividing of everything, what you get is a base, you know, bucket full of nothing. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Everything is nothing. And I'll let you hear all the stories that go alongside with that one in a minute. And then number three on the triple dipper, military minded. There's some new news out there, things that are happening, like what's going on with China? Why are we seeing artificial intelligence being used in recruiting efforts? Just weird stuff, things that I thought, you know what, that's under the radar. You got to pay attention. If you're military-minded, you're going to care. So we'll talk about it. Number three on the triple dipper, military-minded. All right, let me jump over here to my comments. And I got to ask you, is it just me or is our society getting really preachy? Like, wow. It seems at every turn that we're told how we're supposed to think and that our values are not valued, and therefore we should just get in line. It doesn't even matter if we've paid for the privilege to be preached at. Society has begun morphing to a place where free will is considered to be more of a liability to some than an asset. Well, there are certainly times when we should expect to be told how things are and that we don't have much of a say in the matter. We can expect that in some places, like, you know, if somebody joins the military. They find out pretty quick that life is different once you put your boots on at basic training. It's like that epic scene from Full Metal Jacket. Gunnery Sergeant R. Lee Ermey playing the role of drill instructor Hartman. In an incredibly artful and profane use of the English language, he starts off with, "I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to, and the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, 'Sir, do you maggots understand that?'" That's just the way it was. Life. They were told what to think. Marine Corps basic at Paris Island, it was not a place to expect leniency, nor was it styled as a place that allowed for a great deal of free thinking. You were told what was what and who was who, and you said, "Yes, sir," three bags full, and you moved out smartly. But at the same time, you would expect that. That's the way things work. Or any of you that have ever played team sports, you may recall times when the coach called a play and you were supposed to execute your part with all precision possible and without question. I mean, you can't just choose on a football team to not run your route or choose not to execute your block. The coach calls the play, the players execute the plays, and if you screw it up, you expect to be told to run laps. But at the same time, you expect it. It's the way things work, right? And then there's also times when you expect to actually pay, but still be told. For instance, you pay for tuition at a university, but you expect to hear your professors tell you how things are and why they matter. You pay for a doctor or a lawyer to provide services, but you are also paying them to tell you what you need to hear from a medical or legal perspective. So in essence, you're kind of paying to be preached at to some degree, but you also expect it. It's the way things work. But it's not the way things are supposed to work when you buy a beer. Not at all. It's not the way things are supposed to work when you buy a gun, or a swimsuit, or a vehicle, or a hotel room, or entrance to an amusement park or a baseball game. I mean, when did it become okay for mere products and services to preach at us? Did someone change the rules and make it a thing that if we buy a can of beer, we have to be told that our views on gender fluidity need to change? I mean, why is it suddenly the norm for your favorite auto manufacturer to paint their best-selling truck in rainbow colors and virtue signal to the world of truck buyers they need to get on board with alternative lifestyles? Why should anyone have paid good money for tickets to a Major League Baseball game, then have to sit there during the seventh inning stretch and be preached to about queer and transgender fake nuns who call themselves the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? And I tell you what, while I'm on this rant, no woman should have to decide what they want to purchase in terms of new swimwear for the summer season, but only have to first wade through ads in which fake women wear swimsuits as if that's a normal thing. Preachy virtue signaling has really gotten old. Identity politics is actually unhealthy if you get down to it. It's designed to do nothing but divide us as a culture. And when we pay to buy a simple product, an inanimate object, a thing that doesn't require adherence to a philosophy or a different worldview, then here's an idea. Stop preaching. This is not the way things are supposed to be. Manufacturers and service providers, they are certainly welcome to their own opinions, but why preach at us? Why run the risk you're going to alienate a large amount of your base? This past week, Miller Lite ran an ad that was designed to preach and to say that women deserve credit for making good beer throughout history and that bikini model selling beer, that's misogynist. Okay. Joe Rogan on his Joe Rogan podcast asked a simple question. So how many women are actually out there in the beer industry making beer? And I would ask further, why do we care? Make the beer. If it's good, folks will buy it. Simple as that. Make the beer and preach at us while you tell us to pay for the right to drink it, and you'll sell a whole lot less beer. But then there are those refreshing moments when common sense kind of rears its head and speaks a little bit of truth into the chaos. Some of you out there are gun aficionados, and then you're very likely familiar with Heckler & Koch, maker of the G36 assault rifle and other world-class firearms. Well, this past week, when Miller Lite preached at all of us about women and beer, a female social media manager for H&K, well, she thought it'd be a great idea to chime in. Her tweet got immediate attention, and it was not the woke crowd that was replying back to her. She tweeted back about Miller Lite. She goes, "Wow, woke? Allow me to translate. Objectifying women was never a good marketing strategy. In the firearms industry, that was a prominent strategy up until recently. Many industries have done that. And as an actual woman typing this, I'll use more words for you to comprehend, like using bunnies to sell products is trash marketing. Supporting women by not doing that is no good." Well, then she went on, though, to mitigate her preaching a bit. She said this. She goes, "Now, to address the rest non-bikini parts of the ad, seems like they could have given sources for the info they're throwing out, and for them to isolate a huge part of their target consumer base makes no sense, and their virtue signaling ad doesn't even make me want to drink their beer. But at least they used actual women for it, presumably." Okay, so she tried to back it down a little bit by throwing a little shade on Miller Lite. But nonetheless, what she actually did was she inserted H&K, a gun manufacturer. She inserted them into the middle of a culture sermon. Her opinion, and yet she was speaking as if she was speaking for the company. And then she doubled down with even more tweets after that, by the way. So regardless of whether you agree with her at all, the fact is her bosses at H&K, they had never agreed to insert themselves into the preaching arena. They're a gun manufacturer, and they apparently don't want to be culture-changing preachers. So the walk back by H&K was immediate, and it was direct, as they clarified the very next day with a post on the same social media site by saying simply, HK does not engage in identity politics. A policy was violated, changes were made. Wow! I suspect the lady from HK is now standing in the unemployment line with the lady from Bud Light who put Dylan Mulvaney on a beer can and tried to get the beer label away from what she called that fratty image. All I'm saying is this. Thank you, H&K. Thank you for realizing that we don't always want to be preached to. Sometimes we just want to buy a beer or a car or a gun or a swimsuit or a ticket to a game or whatever and know that all we're going to get for our money is a beer or a car or a gun or a swimsuit or a game to watch. If we want to be preached at, we know where to go. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. I'm just saying, man, it has gotten to the point that it is so clear that everybody out there needing to prove their wokeness is determined to make everything a sermon. And when you buy a beer or a car or a swimsuit, really, all you want is a beer or a car or a swimsuit. Leave the preaching alone and just sell your products. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, be careful where you are. I mean, I think that most of the rain we're looking at is in our section of northeast Alabama, but darn, I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like, good Lord.
It's a lot of bit.
It's sheets of rain. Sheets of rain. Those aren't drops.
Sheets or sheeps? Maybe both.
Oh, yeah. Cats, dogs, and sheeps. All right, hey, listen, we got all kinds of stuff laid on. I will tell you that the text lines are already open, so grab hold of that phone and text your thoughts in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You want to chime on in, we'll get to them. There's a few of them already in there. Let me go see what we got here. Jeff from Green Hill, he says, not doing business with any company that preaches that ungodliness. There you go. Colin from Decatur says, free thinking in the military? The only ones I ran into were Mustangs, warrants, or senior NCOs. No disrespect intended, sir. None taken. Get the frontline arrest. All right. Tony from Piedmont says, if you think that woke stuff isn't around here, you'd be mistaken. He said there's and he sent a picture of somebody who's at a local school. Wow. Okay. Wow. I won't say where. Bruce from Hazel Green says, me personally, I do not buy the products for indoors. For indoors, I don't know what he means. Anyway, I guess what he's saying is he ain't doing the preaching. JT from Lacey Springs says, this monologue reminds me of hearing a timeshare spiel. A timeshare spiel. He says, best things in sliced bread, life-changing. Can't do without it or leave till you sign on the dotted line. Did he just compare me to a timeshare salesman?
He did.
I got a funny story about that, by the way. John from Huntsville, Phil, awesome monologue. Thank you, John. Appreciate you very much. I'll tell you, part of what got me on that monologue, Boom, was that video you sent me last night.
Oh, yeah. So that's what kind of threw me for a loop was the whole the video I sent you was of Ford, and it was a Raptor truck.
A Raptor F-150?
And, man, the beginning of the commercial started out cool. It was, this truck is going through, like, the woods, down through ruts, and, you know, manly stuff. And next thing you know, it gets splashed with water, and it's a rainbow truck. And it says, the new Ford Tough.
Yeah.
And it's all in rainbow colors.
Yeah.
And that, yeah.
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 Okay.
I may have sent that to a few people that were thinking of buying a Ford truck in the next week. So I'm not sure if they're going to be getting it anymore.
All I know is I'm still enjoying my Jeep Gladiator, and I am just hoping I don't see a rainbow painted Gladiator on the commercial anytime soon.
And like you said, stop preaching to us. Just let us get our things.
Just sell your trucks. Just for the love. I mean,
sell them.
Just do trucks, man. Just do your soft drinks. Just sell your freaking airline tickets. Just
don't
stop
preaching to us. Just sell them.
Yes. And it's everywhere. I mean, you and I were sitting here right as the show was about to go on the air, and up on one of the screens on the wall, there was a story on that was on Fox News at the time, but it was transvestites, fake women, modeling women's bathing suits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's what every woman wants to do.
We all want to see that. So yeah. Thanks, guys.
It's what every woman's looking for. I'm gonna find a bathing suit that fits a man just right, so I can look good in on the beach.
Oh, that looks good. That'll look good on me. No.
Certainly.
Ah.
Wow. If a man can look good in it, surely I would. Wow. It just boggles the mind.
It really does.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Listen, there's plenty of that coming up. Hey, by the way, we're gonna have a call here in just a few minutes. Erica Thomas from 1819 News. I'm switching gears here. So because I could spend all day on going, wow, but I'm not. But Erica Thomas, our friend, reporter at 1819 News, did a great piece, and she's been developing the story over time on what I'm calling the politics of asphalt. So if you're not familiar, a guy named John Cooper has been the head of ALDOT, the Alabama Department of Transportation, for a number of years. I mean, he's been there, 15 years. But ALDOT is basically not only the ones who handle things related to the maintenance of roads, but also the construction of new roads and bridges. And so ALDOT can be your friend or your foe, if you know what I'm saying. When I was a state senator, I got elected in 2010. When I was a state senator, I represented four counties in the northeastern part of the state, Etowah, Cherokee, DeKalb, and St. Clair counties. Cherokee County, beautiful county, love that place. Cherokee County, has Weiss Lake. It's like the crappie capital of the world, they call it. It's got lots of lakefront homes and all that. Not a lot of industry there, but does have some. But I guess the folks in Cherokee County have been saying that since the 60s, they were being told that Highway 411 would someday be four-laned. Oh, how about that? One of the only counties in the state, 67 counties, one of the only counties in the state that has no four-lane access to an interstate. Well, what that does is that inhibits their growth. It inhibits their ability to attract new, industry or other, partners to the area. It makes it harder to go back and forth. I can't tell you how many times I'd be going up there to do a speaking engagement or a ribbon cutting or meeting with constituents, get stuck behind a logging truck. You're just going to just tool along for a while. Well, I got elected, and it turns out that Highway 411, the last 10 miles of it, they had started the four-lane process, graded it all out, bought the land, packed it down, and then I believe the governor got mad at my predecessor, state senator, and the project just sat there doing nothing. The politics of asphalt, man. Well, we'll talk with Erica Thomas here in a minute about what happened with the bridge down yonder in Baldwin County. Just got through a court hearing, and wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.